Welcome to another episode of It's a Long Road. I don't know what the Rambo series podcast. Apparently, this is the Rambo series podcast. Look, I'm going to be honest. People are probably have stopped watching this podcast. It's their loss. It's actually their loss because even though we're going to continue talking about Rambo, I think most people are here for Frank. What do you think, Dom?
I think so. I think Frank has taken a hold on this podcast.
But before we get into that, we have a special guest co-host with us today. We have Katie from the Retro Made podcast, and she's also my co-host on the Rocky series podcast, One More Round. Katie, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Great.
Doing well.
Thanks for having me to discuss this dumpster fire, maybe.
How dare you? How dare you?
Not the show. Not the show.
She's saying the podcast is a dumpster fire.
That's fair.
No, I love it. I'm a big fan.
As we go through our coverage of the Rambo cartoonist, basically at this point on with the podcast, Dom and I have decided, yes, we're going to continue our Rambo coverage with the canon cartoon that took place before Rambo 3. These events all took place before Rambo 3. It's really just an excuse to continue the Frank coverage. So that's essentially what we're doing. And every time I think Frank has stopped giving us something, he continues giving us something. We have a lot of Frank coverage to get through, so we're going to get to that. But before we get to that, I want to plug your other podcast, Katie. I mentioned it, the Retro Made podcast. That's why I thought you'd be a great fit for this because, hey, this cartoon came out during the eras of your podcast that you talk about. Why don't you talk about your Retro Made podcast that you do?
Thanks. Yeah, 1986 for this cartoon. So that's prime retro-ness. If you guys like the Rambo show and action stuff, you might like Retro Made because, especially this season I'm on right now, my first season I have dedicated to Patrick Swayze and Kurt Russell. They've had a few action movies, right? I call them the ultimate everyman. So that's season one. Each season has a theme and it's all about retro stuff. What was going on in the world of pop culture the time that the movie was released. So we talk about both.
Awesome. I love it. I love your show. Not because I've been on it twice, but I do love your Retro Made podcast. And Dom, you also guested on the Retro Made podcast.
Yes. We talked Point Break.
Point Break. Great film. Lots of fun. Great discussion. And Dom, you also have your own podcast. I feel bad. I don't plug it enough. And I apologize.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know why.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. That's true. All your podcast listeners come to this podcast. That's probably That's true. So, Dom, you host your own podcast called the Movie Thoughts Podcast.
Movie Thoughts, yes.
And I enjoy it. The only problem I have with your podcast, this is my only problem, is one, I'm not on it. No, just no.
Frank Stallone.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, you need to do more Frank Stallone. Is you do recent films like very well, so it's like a movie will be out for 2 days and there's Dom's podcast on it. So to your credit, you are like literally dropping.
I live in the movie theater.
Yeah, I think it's great. You and your wife are an adorable couple. I love that you guys go to the movies together. That's very cute. And I love your thoughts. Your movie thoughts are always great. And the other thing is kind of funny. I find that it's a different Dom when you're by yourself, which is not a bad thing. So I listen to your podcast. I'm like, am I making Dom worse by coming?
You get the craziness in there too. I think you help bring him out though, Ryan. So.
Okay. Yeah. You're more subdued and mature on your podcast.
It's great. I always wonder though, does Dom have some sort of VIP theater membership?
I do have an AMC. I pay the monthly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a good deal. It's like $25 a month and you can see like 3 movies a week.
Oh, that is a good deal.
It really is. It pays for itself, honestly.
Absolutely. I have a movie pass for the theater here. Same idea. And if I don't use it, I get points and I get like a free movie every month and it adds up. You can retro the movies. Yeah. Yeah. Really close to watching Dune Part 2 in the theaters because I do have that pass. I have a free movie waiting to watch and I'm on some time off right now. So why not go watch Dune Part 2? Okay. So the Movie Thoughts podcast, really great. The only complaint I have is you're so fast with the releases. I have to go back. So I just finished watching Oppenheimer. Like I just finished watching it a couple days ago. So I finally got to go back and listen to your review of it. Even though you say there's no spoilers, I just don't like to hear anything about the movie.
I understand that. I'm kind of like that too,
Yeah, spoiler alert, the bomb goes off. Anyway,
damn it.
Yeah, I was really nervous. I was hoping the bomb wouldn't go off.
Wait, are you saying the ship sank in the movie Titanic?
I know.
Ah, come on, Katie. There's some people who haven't seen it still.
That's true. Well, Jack dies at the end. Okay, anyways. Can we spoil a movie that's 30 years old at this point? Okay, I got a couple pieces of things to go over before we get into the Frank coverage. This is just like little stuff that happens in Ryan's life sort of thing. Okay. on my YouTube channel for the Rocky podcast. It's called the Rocky Series Podcast. Or I think you can actually find it. If you haven't subscribed to it, go subscribe. It's called One More Round, the Rocky Series Podcast. The reason why I always like to plug the video versions of our podcast is because you get to see what we're seeing. Now, It works on an audio format, but I want to plug this for our Ramble podcast too. Go join the YouTube channel. I plug it in our show notes anyways, but if you, for some reason, can't look at show notes, just Google It's a Long Road, the Ramble Series Podcast, and it comes up. Subscribe, because you get to see what we're seeing when we talk about the cartoon, when we talk about the movies, when we talk about Frank. It's all there. And I try to make it so audio listeners don't have to do that, because I understand people are on the road working. They might not have the time or the ability to look at the video. But on the Rocky Podcast YouTube channel, I got a strike. I got my first strike. Now, strikes happen for a lot of different reasons. A strike can happen because you show something illegal, like anything from like pornography to, or if I just like showed the Ramble film and just like put it up there, done. And then if you like live stream something that's copyright, try to get money, you'll get a strike, or you can even get your channel shut down. So All legit. But another way you can get a strike is if another YouTuber says, hey, that person is doing something that I own, strike them, YouTube. And YouTube goes, I will, person, without any evidence. I'm going to do that for you. It's crazy. Now, granted, if you just keep striking people, YouTube will be like, whoa, what are you doing here? And they'll look into it. But really, 9 times out of 10, if you decide to strike somebody for content you think you own, YouTube will say, yep, that's a strike. Mm-hmm. It's up to the person who got strike to say, hey, that's not cool. So this happened to me. It's like, what the heck? Now, the only good thing is that it will tell you who struck you. It'll say, This person struck you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this piece of crap.
Nobody likes garbage.
No. So
who can claim they own Rocky?
Or it's Ramble related in a way. I'm just going to share you something here. So the guy's website, his YouTube channel is called Art Zero TV. Mm. He's got 6 videos on his channel. The last time they uploaded something was 8 years ago. This guy hasn't uploaded anything in 8 years, and he only has 102 subscribers, and he only has 6 videos. Okay, cool. One of his videos was a short. So this is the video that I got struck for, and I'm going to explain what happened. So this is Ramble related, and you probably maybe have seen this, or maybe you saw it on the Rocky channel. So what it is, folks, for audio listeners at home, it's a fan. And taped to the fan is Rambo shooting his machine gun. It's a picture. It's a black and white photo, which, of course, this Art Zero doesn't own the photo to the Rambo.
It's like
franchise.
A Xerox, for what it's worth, yeah, you guys. Right. It's like a black and white, like you made it in a copier machine.
That's right. So it's been duct taped to the fan, and it sounds like a machine gun going off, and it's going back and forth. So the idea is you hear the clickety click 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 of the fan against the paper, or the fan itself is making that sound on its own, maybe. It's blowing the picture of Rambo. The idea is that's the machine gun fire from the picture. So kind of clever. Sure, whatever. It's got 10,000 views on his channel. Kind of clever. Now,
really? That got
10,000 views. Now, where I got this video, I don't know. I actually scrubbed the internet. This video that we just saw is available. It's been repurposed numerous times. People have taken this video, like I did, all over the place. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. This guy gave me a strike saying, you took this from me. All I did with this video was I repurposed it, and I said, hey, check out the new Ramble trailer, because I posted this in 2019. This is 2019. I put this up on the YouTube channel saying, haha, look at the new Ramble trailer. And when he clicked on the link, it was this.
So 5 years ago, now he's like, oh, hey.
Yes. Yes. He hasn't posted anything in 8 years. I posted this 5 years ago, and for some reason, this numbnuts thought, I'm going to strike this channel. It only had 800 views on my channel. I make no money off it. The reason why you'd strike someone is, like, in theory, it's like getting sued. You're saying, You've taken this traffic away from my channel, and you've repurposed it for yours for making money. So I didn't make a dime off this video, and I only got 800 views to his 10,000. And the fact of the matter is, he also isn't making money on his channel, because you have to have at least 1,000 subscribers to make money. So he also hasn't made money. So I haven't taken anything away from him. So I sent him a message on Twitter.
Threatening message.
Oh, shit.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah. He drew first blood, not me. First, I wrote to YouTube, and they're absolutely useless. And I hope, YouTube, you're listening. You guys are a bunch of idiots. You get all this ad revenue from the people that create for your YouTube algorithms. And it's like people who are creators reach out to you and say, hey, look, man, this is a, what do you call it, a silly strike that I've received. How do I know he did this? Mm-hmm. There's no video of him creating the fan, right. Nothing. Mm-hmm. So I wrote him So I just wrote him, hey, why did you strike me? 5 days after that, he goes, when and where?
Oh, my God.
I know. Like, how many people are you striking, dude?
What is his profile picture? I'm curious. I can about imagine what he looks like.
Sure, he's a bass player. He's a Star Wars fanboy. And he's a great reader of Marvel Universe. Is it hard to read pictures?
That's his profile.
Okay, so you're 11. All right.
Yeah. Well, he might have been 11 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he's got to be at least an adult now. Even if you posted that video when he was 12, he's probably 20 now, right? Mm-hmm. This was 8 years ago. He goes, on YouTube, on my Ramble fan video, he goes, easy for cordiality. Why are you publishing it without authorization? Or send me a message like you are doing now, kindly requesting to be able to use it on your channel. I said, great questions. I said, I didn't get the video from you. It was shared on numerous Facebook pages 4 years ago. And on those pages, no one on those pages gave you, as you claim, the credit you deserve. I just assumed it was a silly meme that someone made and was meant to be shared and have fun with. And I go on to say, so 4 years goes by and I've completely forgotten about the video meme until your strike. It was a surprise to me as, again, I had no idea you are indeed the person who made the video. So I had no idea until now that you'd be the person who'd have to give me authority to use it. I run a podcast, not a meme channel, so your strike hurts my small channel where I meant no harm. Can you please withdraw your strike, as I'll now take down the video if that's what you want as well. He wrote back in Spanish, Amigo, speak English!
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Really,
okay, this is like, I'm imagining like a 55-year-old man that lives in his mom's basement. He doesn't have a life outside the internet, perhaps.
He hasn't posted anything on his channel in 8 years. So then I went to Google Translate and I wrote, oh, okay, so I'll use Google Translate for you. So here we go. And then I did everything in English and I wrote him back in Spanish. And then he wrote back in Spanish.
And oh my God.
I know. Then I just said, can you please kindly take down the video? I'm so sorry. Then he writes back in English. I don't know if it's translated or not, but he wrote back in English. He goes, I don't know if that was the translation or what, but everything seemed extremely sarcastic to me. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I wrote back again in Spanish. I just said, look, I'm not going to beg. I have apologized. Can you just withdraw the strike? That's all I'm asking.
Right.
It was a mistake. I'm just asking for like a little bit of internet kindness, dude. He's now ghosted me. So I'm going to call this guy. This guy is zero. You are zero. And here's the funny thing is it doesn't really hurt the channel. So how strikes work is you have 3 months and it goes away.
Right.
Basically, you have to get 3 strikes within a 3 month period, like all together, to get your channel taken down. I could get another strike right now, and then my channel would still be up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's the third strike during that same window where the strikes will happen that your channel gets cut down. All I have to do is just wait out the 3 months, and the strike goes away. And life, it's the principle of the matter. Like, nothing will happen to my channel, but you're being a dick and you're not even willing to talk like an adult. It really bothers me. Sorry.
The problem is, too, like, because I've had some experience with that too. YouTube does nothing for you. They do nothing for the person that's getting a strike. They don't even look into anything. I had somebody strike something that had like a, I did a parody of a song that had, I didn't take anybody's music and somebody claimed it was like their music.
I wrote to YouTube saying, hey, look, this is frivolous. That's the word, frivolous. This is a frivolous strike. They wrote back, there's nothing we can do.
I'm not a real person.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for the robotic response. Anyways, there you go. There's my Rocky / Ramble strike on my Rocky channel. Zero. You will lose. Okay. ultimately, nothing happens to the channel. I just have to wait 3 months. It's just irritating. Yeah. It's like this irritating itch I got to wait out. We'll celebrate, guys. We're going to have a celebration when the strike gets cleared.
Yes.
I was going to suggest we could cheers with the Uncle Frank's bourbon, but...
Yeah. We're going to get it going. We're going to just hold on to that. That comes up later in our Frank coverage. Just you wait. Okay. Last thing I want to say is, if you haven't already, if you're listening to this on the standalone feed of the Ramble podcast, which I thank you guys for who do that, this podcast is part of the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network. And on that feed, so Google Last of the Action Heroes podcast network, because on that feed, I interviewed a young lad, a 12-year-old kid named Zachary. Did you happen to listen to the interview, anyone?
I did.
I didn't see it yet.
Oh. What did you think, Katie? What did you think of the interview?
Well, I am not a big fan of kids, children? Per se, just generally speaking.
Well, I hate children.
But I liked this kid, probably because he's an old soul. He's more like an adult. That's what I was probably like. He's well spoken. He has mature ways of his thought process. And
but
so,
still with the kid not like just like the kid behavior. But yeah, you're right. He really surprised me. Like I said in the interview with him, I went to his first blood review with the idea like this kid's going to, this is going to be embarrassing. But I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed his takes, and I loved his energy.
You went with the intention to make fun of the kid.
Kid, I would never make fun of the kid publicly. I would just ignore it.
No, you're really good with kids, though, Ryan. You weren't patronizing him. You spoke to him like he was a small adult, but with kid gloves. You were really good in the interview.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I actually got a message from someone who said that, too. That was very kind. That was Matthew Chernoff, one-time guest on this podcast, which we love to have Matthew back. He was a good kid. I want to say this because join the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network feed because he's going to give his reviews of other action films on the network. He's now officially a member.
Awesome.
The Last. I love it. He's our youngest member. He's 12 years old, turns 13 in May. He's actually just a sweet kid, old soul. Dad was very kind to let him be a part of the network and all that good stuff. And,
yeah, he's probably like, what the hell?
Yeah. But he just dropped the Die Hard. I don't know if you heard the Die Hard review on the network. Cool. It's hilarious because he does like 3 to 5 minute reviews.
It's very short.
But what's funny is he does a better job than half of the hosts on that channel. You can say who you are. You can figure out who you are. You know, step up your game, folks. But his reviews are tight, they're funny, and I love it. They're great. With a little bit of a kid spin on them, too. So check him out. Zachary, as always, is his name. Check out his YouTube if you want as well. But if you don't want to look at his YouTube, check out the Last of the Action Heroes Podcast Network. I'm plugging Zach. And he will be a guest co-host on a future episode of the Ramble Podcast. You guys are going to meet him in person. He wants to cover the cartoons with us, so he'll be on. Okay. Lastly, speaking of the cartoon, one of our listeners, Zip, who used to do the No Redeemings Quality podcast. They've retired that podcast. He's guested on this podcast as well. Mm-hmm. He is actually sending me, already as a gift, the cartoon DVDs on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
How nice.
Yeah, amazing gift. I kind of made a joke. Like, oh, if somebody wants to send us the DVDs, so we won't have to look for them on YouTube. And that's what he did. So they're coming. And because of that, I had to buy an external Blu-ray DVD player for my PC, but that's okay. I'm happy to do that because I will now be the owner of the Ramble cartoons. My Ramble collection will be completed. So thank you, Zip. And he himself will be coming on a future episode for sure. There we go. Wow, a lot of coverage. Well, without further ado, we know why everyone's here. We know why.
Of course.
Okay. I just wanted to point out, I'm not a hoodie person, but I got cozy and comfy to dig in. Okay. Like, I'm like...
Katie, are you excited to be part of the Frank coverage? Have you ever been a part of the Frank
coverage? I haven't. I am very excited. Ryan knows I'm kind of an opinionated... Well, anybody... I'm an opinionated person. Big shot.
You?
Are you excited to be on Frank's shit list?
Actually, no, because I don't know. The people who really love him are a scary bunch.
Yeah, I know. All right, here we go.
Here's another segment of Frank Stallone.
You got to dance, though. Who is this guy? That really is the best intro song. I never get tired of it.
His hair is actually kind of good.
That was when it was real.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Is this the 70s?
No, like it must be your 80s. More like the 80s. So this next video, I didn't cut it off. He started the video in the middle of himself introducing himself. So you just hear the Frank Stallone.
Stallone, I have a YouTube channel now called Frank Stallone Zone. And we will talk about music, boxing, concerts, things that are going on. I will have some special guests on. So I want you to subscribe now. Frank Stallone Zone.
So I did. I have.
That's the best news I've ever heard in my life. This podcast is going to go on for the next 20
I know.
Years.
Well, it's just going to be these videos instead of right? Is that what the channel is? Like,
okay, so Dom, I shared your excitement when I heard about the new channel. Uh-huh. Katie, you're right. That's what he's doing. It's ridiculous.
Extended versions or?
But have you gone to the Frank Stallone Zone?
No, this is news to me. I haven't I'm finding out right here. That was genuine reaction.
Okay, first I didn't catch the zone part, I admit. So I thought he was just going to update his original channel, which I also am subscribed to. He hasn't updated anything on there in 9 years. So I thought, oh, maybe he's just going to revamp that because he's got a good substantial subscribers on there. But no, that's not the case. The Frank Stallone Zone is a new channel. And actually says this is the official Frank Stallone YouTube channel. So what does that mean for the other one that says official Frank Stallone? Is that one just now retired?
That's it. Just dies
also,
there.
Isn't there a Sly Stallone Zone?
Yes, there is a Sly. Yeah.
Oh, that's there a good is point. A Sly Stallone.
Which I got booted out of. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that whole fiasco?
Yeah.
Those guys, the gatekeepers of the Slidem, they're absolute morons. Their gatekeeping drives me out the wall. They're worshiping the gatekeeping of Stallone.
In regards to talking about something with plastic surgery and stuff.
Yes, they got mad. That's right. Was it me, you, Dom? So we made fun of Stallone's mother, who looked like the creature from the Black Lagoon with all that surgery.
Good morning, everybody. Frank Stallone. Yo, cuz. What that means, that's a saying in Philadelphia. And mostly in South Philly, it's like, yeah, yo, cuz.
That's apparently a saying in Philadelphia.
Yo, cuz. I don't think that's a Philly thing.
I don't think so. That's why I laughed, too. I don't think that's strictly Philly, Frank.
P.S. He's wearing a wristwatch also.
Oh, did he say he's not going to wear wristwatches anymore?
Good eye,
Katie. Look at you coming in with that detail.
Hey, I listened to the show.
On his head, of course, for our Canadian listeners, he's wearing a toque, which is a snow cap in the States, but it says yo cuz on the toque.
Be Frank Stallone. Yo cuz. What that means, that's a saying in Philadelphia. And mostly in South Philly, it's like, yeah, yo cuz. Like,
that's a saying in Philly. South Philly. Okay, it's just me and my brother, okay? Like,
it means yow cuz. That's what he said then. That was his explanation.
Yeah. Cousin, this is Steve Moderano's restaurant in Florida.
He pointed to the back of the hat. Is this swag from the restaurant, maybe?
Must be.
Okay. Because he always has to wear swag.
Everybody sends him toques.
Yeah.
So he points to the back of the toque by saying this is the restaurant from his buddy, and then you got to be quick with Frank because he doesn't waste any time. He goes from this to this to this topic because he's already going to move on here.
So he gave his head, yo, cuz. Anyway, we had a great workout today. Did biceps and forearms. Forearms are so important to do and so neglected. It's a great muscle. You don't have to wear a skin tight shirt. You can wear, but if you have really good forearms, it looks like you're really training.
So he says you don't have to wear a tight shirt when you do your forearms. Now you don't have to wear those tight shirts anymore.
Exactly. You don't have to wear the tight shirt. Good to know, Frank.
So
I'm going to do the podcast like this from now on. So we
can work out.
Katie, you're a woman, right?
I think so.
Okay. What's your feeling on Frank's body image talk throughout these episodes?
Oh, my God. No one cares. We had a great workout. Every day, all day. We just had a great workout. I could do it. Just had a great workout. We did XYZ body part today. You don't have to spend a lot of time. It's like, okay, Katie, we get it.
Wow.
You go to the gym, buddy.
Good job.
Like, no one cares.
Pretty much sums it up.
From a woman's perspective, show, don't tell. I don't want to hear about your workout.
Ooh.
I can tell by looking at you.
All right, don't look at me and Dom too hard, okay?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, I will say, like, for a 73-year-old man, Frank looks pretty good.
Sure, he looks fine. But can you imagine if Frank had a great personality? Then it'd be a whole different thing.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. He could have a really nice-looking lady on his arm, but he's the worst.
Well, we'll get to the kind of ladies he wants later. That's coming up. Just you wait.
A lot of people don't work their forearms and calves, but it's a great muscle for grip and strength, and it's just a good looking muscle, you know, once you get it where you want it. But
I got mine exactly where I need it. I let's just say I've gripped everything I need to grip just fine in my life. I don't think I need to grip anything any harder. We love Doug Greenberg. He's one of our best friends on these shows. I love Doug, and he's a workout guy and he looks great, but he doesn't talk like Frank at all. But
no.
So when I say this, though, this isn't a Doug talking about how great you are and how strong you are and how great you look. It's not a good look. So if you want to look good, take Katie's advice. Don't talk about it. Just look good.
Everything's going good. Uncle Frank's bourbon's kicking in really well.
Oh! No, it's not.
So we got three people, Frank, right here. Three people who have ordered and paid for your drink. Have you guys received it yet?
No. Has anybody gotten an email or anything?
Nothing.
No. Okay.
Only my confirmation email.
Me
you guys,
too,
I kind of have a theory about what happened.
Okay, please, let's hear it.
Frank is the type that kind of runs his mouth about things. So I think whoever is actually behind the bourbon, whoever is running that business, it's not ready for launch yet. And that's why it was undiscoverable, like if you Googled it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Frank doesn't understand business logistics. So he just starts spouting off about it before it's actually ready.
That's very possible.
That's my theory.
I did see he's going to be at a liquor store in Florida for a signing, promoting it. I saw a post somewhere. I don't know. Is it having this worldwide launch or is it just in some states? Or
I'm getting mixed signals too, because I've heard some people say apparently that it might be available in some store locations now.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, I'm in New York, obviously. I'm going to start checking some stores around here.
But you've ordered a bottle, right?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't get anything.
I ordered my bottle January 25th, which I know was a pre-order. I'm looking at my site right now, my orders. I'm on Uncle Frank's Bourbon right now. Again, it's UncleFranksBourbon.com. I'm in my account. It says pre-order, expected to ship February 15th. And it says right here, awaiting shipment. So I do have my awaiting shipment. On top of that, I sent them a chat. I sent them a chat a week ago saying, just curious if my order was sent out. And I sent them a screenshot of my order. We'll reply as soon as we can. So I guess in their world, replying as soon as they can is after 7 to 8 days.
Yeah, I think the chat is a bot and it's not ready yet.
So it's a gong show. Okay, so Uncle Frank, we're waiting. Has anyone received their drinks yet? And again, we still want to do the drinking episode on this podcast. So the good news is you have time to order, because
the bad news is you're not going to be drinking Uncle Frank.
We're trying to help Uncle Frank here, but he's making it very difficult for us because we haven't received our order. I think people are waiting to see if we get our orders.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let us know in the chat or in an email if you've received your Uncle Frank's. But don't taste it yet. Save it for our show. That's what we ask. It's the only thing we ask. We want you to join us for that. Okay.
And I want to wish everybody a wonderful, beautiful day. Thank the man upstairs. God bless you all.
What am I thanking God for anyways? And secondly, what about Israel? Are we not praying for them anymore? Has that stopped?
That's not trendy anymore, Ryan. Doing it.
Has he always been religious? I haven't followed him, but he's always, it seems like
He's ramped it up since the visit of the Pope. And speaking of which, we're going to get to the Stallone family coverage, but speaking of the Pope, Katie, have you finished the season yet?
No, I haven't.
This isn't really a spoiler, but I'm actually disappointed. They didn't show the Pope in this series.
They probably didn't have rights.
That's what I was thinking too, that they allowed pictures and stuff, but they didn't want him on. That's fair. But it wasn't even mentioned or brought up. There was no Pope coverage on the Stallone family. Oh, this is for you, Katie. So Katie, as you know, Katie loves meat.
Disgusting.
Okay, whatever. So we're gonna get Frank's cooking. This is great. Remember when he did the pickles? And I wanted to mention, when I re-listened to our episode of the pickles, I figured out what he was saying, because he speaks so fast. I speak fast, but he speaks so fast and mumbles and goes quick. I'm surprised nobody added me in Frank's defense, which is odd. This is what he meant to say anyways. He says, buy a pickle jar, so buy your pickles from a store, so buy whatever pickles. Take the pickles out, keep the liquid that came with the pickles in the jar, then you put the eggs into the jar. And after a few days, you'll have pickled eggs.
Pickled pig's feet.
Pickles, pig's feet. Remember we were confused why you had to buy the pickle jar?
I did get it. Okay. When I was listening, I was talking to you guys like, he just means, but he didn't say it, but I knew what he meant.
Okay, so I do apologize, and I apologize to Frank. Frank, I didn't mean to, insult his recipe. What does it mean to blanch something, by the way? Do you guys know that off the top of your head?
You cook something and then really quickly put it in like ice water. Is that blanching? Okay. You put it in hot boiling water and then cold water. Like, it's just like a quick thing.
So blanching is scalding something for a short period of time. Okay. Then it's typically followed by, thoroughly cooling it in very cold or ice water. Blanching stops enzyme actions, which otherwise cause loss of flavor. Okay. So Frank tells us to blanch. So this is important. So he's cooking something. Here we go. Frank's cooking
blanched chicken or whatever the hell this is. I've only heard it in regard to vegetables, but I guess.
Well, that's what Google said too. Google also said vegetables. So I don't know if you knew to me, but.
All right, Frank. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Tonight, I'm going to bake quail. I just breaded the quail and I'm going to blanch it in the olive oil. Then.
So I think you're right. That doesn't make sense. You don't blanch in olive
oil. He's using the word incorrectly.
That's why I wanted to make sure before I can make fun of him.
Frank would never use a word incorrectly. That's true.
How many birds here had to die for his one meal? Okay.
But he's going to go to the animal rights thing and he's going to sing after this.
So Katie, you're an animal rights. Look, you're a vegan. You're an animal rights activist. Do you find Frank's a bit of a conundrum being a part of the animal rights?
He'll do anything, any paying gig. And they're like, Frank, say you love us. We'll send you some swag. We're willing to pay you a grand to come sing, and we're going to ignore you. He'll do anything. He's an attention whore.
Well, actually, the one thing he probably won't support, Dom, this is, Dom sent me a fun clip that's now taken down from his Instagram. Dom, do you think Frank would support the LGBT community?
I don't think. I have a whim.
Frank Stallone shared on his story Instagram, So the Frank shared this. It was a gay couple dancing at a wedding or at a party. But the reason why Frank posted this video on his Instagram story is because the dance floor they were dancing on collapsed, causing injuries to the people involved.
Oh.
Isn't that hilarious?
Let me guess what his take on it
was. Nothing was said. He just happened to post the video.
He didn't say anything. He just posted it.
Of two gay men being injured in the floor falling out from under their feet while they're celebrating. Isn't that hilarious, though?
It's hilarious. Well, that tracks. I feel like the people who love Frank also think that's hilarious.
Yeah. Funny story. He's going to now blanch the quail birds. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12 birds are dead for Frank's weekend meal.
And he said baking and blanching.
Is he going to eat all those, though? Like, what is this,
He says later it's for the weekend. Oh, give him a break. It's for the weekend.
Okay.
He's going to blanch them in olive oil, which I don't think is possible, but I could be wrong. Okay.
Throw her in the oven and bake it, and I'll have quail for the rest of the weekend.
I don't
stay tuned. Next, they're in the iron skillet.
So now they've been blanched in olive oil, and now they're in the iron skillet boiling in oil.
They'll be blanched, then
blanch them in olive oil. They're going to be blanched again after they're in the Crisco pan here. Is that
also? Didn't he say he was going to bake them? This is frying.
Yeah, this is definitely frying.
Yeah, he'll mention bacon again. I think he just got ahead of himself. I think.
Okay. Well, this doesn't look very healthy, Frank.
Oh yeah. Now with quail, remember it's a small bird.
I love it. Now, remember the quail. I've killed small innocent birds.
Remember, it had a life. Had a life of its own.
Like 2 bites of food per bird, and so therefore I had to kill tons of them.
Remember, as you bite into it, it was once alive.
Just remember, 2 mouthfuls. You've eaten 1 quail.
This guy's shot.
He's trying to be like, oh, the Italian chef now on his channel.
Now with quail, remember it's a small bird, has to be done right or dries out.
I think he meant to say it has to be cooked properly or dries out. But he says eat done right. Okay.
So got her in the frying pan, blanching a little bit.
Blanching again. Boy, he's really big on the blanching. You know what he's meaning to say, I think? I think he's meaning to say marinate, not blanch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Next, in the oven.
Now it's going in the oven.
Now it's going in the oven.
Now it's going in the oven. How does he say it again?
Now it's going in the oven.
Now it's going into oven.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that he's showing us Greek seasoning instead of Italian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he plugs the seasoning guy. And what I love too, does the chicken look less cooked to you? I don't know what's happening here.
It doesn't really look appealing. And the way it looks, it doesn't look good.
So now he's going to add his favorite spice. He's going to plug his favorite spice.
Spice, Cavender's all-purpose Greek seasoning. Here we go. Well, folks, here is the final result.
Ooh.
Also,
it looks raw.
Is he just eating flesh, like no vegetables?
Yeah, that one. Ooh.
Would you eat that? I know you don't eat Kate, but Dom, would you eat that at Frank's service?
I don't know. I'd be nervous. The left looks like balls, honestly.
That is hilarious, Dom, because I almost said it earlier. I'm like, it looks like a pair of saggy balls.
Yeah, especially that one to the left. That looks like balls.
I almost said it, and I'm like, no, don't be distasteful, Katie. Now that you say that.
Well, I'm eating some balls. They were once attached to somebody.
It doesn't look cooked. I don't. Maybe quail has a natural color like that, but it looks pink to me still. I don't know if quail's pink after it's cooked. But anyways, there you go.
Blanched and then baked.
He mentions blanch 4 times. How much do you have to blanch this thing?
Blanch.
4 times he's mentioned blanch. Frank, you marinated it in the olive oil.
That just reminded me. I think when he was talking about the pickle stuff, he mentioned pickled quail eggs, too.
Yeah, he loves the quail.
Big fan of killing little birds.
Yeah, do you think that he personally shot these quail, or
I don't know. I don't think he did.
Fancy market that does it.
That's a good question. I think Frank would like you to believe he killed them.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is from Brian. He goes, "I wouldn't eat any food that's gotten anywhere near Frank."
Okay. Yeah, that's valid.
Quail, wild quail, all protein, no junk.
He just fried them in grease.
And I love how you said it was wild quails. Again, this insinuates that it has been hunted. This was not store bought.
Also, good luck with your heart attack, Frank.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
all protein all the time will give you a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Louis says, this whole situation is disgusting. Frank is one hell of an idiot. All right, easy, Louise. Easy. Come on. We're trying to get Frank on the show one day.
God bless.
Now, this video here, I have to say for our listeners, this is all audio, but Frank posted this on his Instagram with the music that you're about to hear. It's about 4 seconds long, so either two things. It wasn't the whole video that he wanted, or it was. It's a little short. He's got his arms up extended with the backwards flex with his wrists pointing out, I guess showing you his arms. Mm. And this is all it is. I don't know what to say. Thoughts, Katie?
What
are you supposed to do with this? Here's the
thing. That's why I'm I don't have any, what is this?
This is what I don't understand. He's 73 years old. So I'm one of his quote unquote Instagram followers. I see this video, and of course the comments are always, "Oh, Frank, you look at me, oh, Frank." Like, it's his followers are bonkers.
That's why he does it. He needs that accolades,
I guess.
I want this on my wall for inspiration. Honestly, I just want it. But maybe I'll start working out more, if I see this every day.
I guess it doesn't inspire me. I think it looks silly. I think it's a joke, but he's serious. So when he does this, this is important for him. My followers need to see this. Like, if I ever lived in a world where I did this at 73, please just shoot me in the head. Please just feed me some raw quail so I can die. I got some exciting news for you, Dom.
I'm very excited.
We're going to do another bonus episode. Frank Stallone went on another podcast.
Oh, yes. This is the podcast.
So we're not doing the whole episode now, of course. This was on his Instagram. That's how I knew about it. So Frank posted his appearance on the Rob Fletcher podcast. Have you ever heard of the Rob Fletcher podcast?
I have not.
No. Well, you wouldn't have, because he only has 27 subscribers. So,
but they appear to have an actual studio.
They have a studio. This guy, Rob Fletcher, has his own podcast. Mm-hmm. He looks like he might be 65 to 70 years old. He's got a cute little co-host. She's an attractive young lady next to Rob Fletcher. So I don't know what her role is. I'm very excited to find out when we delve into this podcast. But Frank posted this, I guess, commercial that he had guested on the Rob Fletcher podcast. So I went to the Rob Fletcher podcast YouTube site, 27 subscribers. Any guesses when you have Frank Stallone as a guest on your podcast, it's going to boost the numbers, right?
Right. Of course.
This has been out for 2 weeks. Any guesses how many views, not including my two that I added, how many views the Frank Stallone episode has 2 weeks into the Rob Fletcher podcast?
Okay. I'm going to go 225.
That's a good guess. Katie?
60.
Very good guess. 32.
No way.
32 no views. Way. Now, this is actually very telling. I say all this because what's interesting is on Frank's Instagram are hundreds of likes, thumbs ups. Cool, Frank, that's awesome. What's very telling is that none of those people went to the podcast.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying here? Mm-hmm. Oh, Frank, that's amazing. Oh, Frank, that's great. Oh, Frank, I can't wait. 2 weeks have gone by. Not even a fraction of the people that liked and or said they were going to watch have watched, because the numbers indicate on Rob's website that no one's done it. So what does that mean?
I don't think the demographics align for Frank followers and podcast listeners.
So none of his followers will be listening to this show, I guess, our show. Okay, so here's Rob Fletcher. He looks like he might have done weights in his time. He's a big guy. He's 65, 70. He looks like he might be a little bit meaty. And his lovely human woman co-host.
Co-looking, very co-looking.
Yeah, she looks like Co. There you go. Okay.
Oh, artist, singer, songwriter, and actor, the one, the only, the amazing Frank Stallone, joined by elite celebrity trainer Alex Jamal.
So,
trainer.
Yes. Alex is going to co-host.
That just made it even more exciting.
Yes. Dom, you and I are going to do a bonus episode. We'll talk offline, but we are going to listen to this podcast independent of each other, and then we're going to bring on our notes, and we're going to break down this podcast because Frank and Alex. Now, what do you think the ratio will be between Frank speaking and Alex speaking?
Alex is saying probably as many words as he says in the videos that they film.
Look at the sneak peek that Frank gives us into the podcast, and this might tease our people to listen to our bonus episode. And let's see how much Alex talks here.
Artist, singer, songwriter, and actor, the one, the only, the amazing Frank Stallone, joined by elite celebrity trainer Alex Jamal.
Okay, so before that kicks in, we see what this podcast is about. Hosted by Rob Fletcher, it says, special guest. I love how it says special guest, not guests. I don't know why that bugs me, but
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that? You should say special with special guests. You would always use plural because throughout the episodes, we'll have special guests. Single. And they're showing different montages of past guests.
Are we supposed to know who Rob Fletcher is? It says muscle and fitness. I'm a 65-year-old random dude.
You're absolutely right. Well, he only has 27. Bless his heart. Because he is promoting himself like we should know him. And I actually Googled Rob Fletcher, and I literally got 10 other Rob Fletchers that aren't him in my Google search. Of just other random guys.
Based on seeing the co-host and the guy, I never would have guessed it was a muscle and fitness show, right?
Apparently that's what it is. Goes on to say special guests. And it says here, live longer. So when you listen to his podcast, you're going to learn how to live longer. And look, it shows this guy hooked up to a machine like in Rocky IV.
Yeah, what does he get? The Drago thing done to him?
Some stock photos here.
Yeah, it is a stock photo. It shows like some scientist measuring this man's running ability. Like live longer when you watch the Rob Fletcher show. Live healthier.
Of course.
And live happier. Learn from the experts. The Rob Fletcher podcast described now muscle and fitness. And maybe that looks like the Muscle Fitness magazine logo. So maybe he's written for the magazine or something.
They must be promoting it or something. Oh. They use that logo.
So anyways, that's the intro to the podcast.
Usually I was going from 5 days a week, sometimes six. Now I'm down to three, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I find I get better results that way. You know, when I started working out in 1970, I remember reading... Well, later on, reading Franco's book and Frank Zane, and they basically said to each body part, if you're whatever you're training, 3 sets, 8 reps. That's what they did. You know,
Yes, Katie, you mentioned before, it's not every day. It's just Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in and out. That's all you got to do. Focus on one muscle, 3 sets of 8. That's it.
The ascot?
Yes.
What? In cowboy hell, are you doing?
How dare you? Frank's a cowboy. How dare you insult his ascot?
Don't you love the backdrop here?
Of course.
Would you like to explain to audio listeners what's behind
it? It's all of his like gold records and frames. some framed thing that just all his framed records to remind us what a successful artist he is.
Rob Fletcher already did that for us in the intro. Mm-hmm.
3 sets, 8 reps. That's what they did. You know,
back in the great days, the good old days, those guys were amazing. Franco and Frank Zane, of course. Those were great days.
I think people overtrain today. I mean, I just think they stay in the gym too long. We're in the gym. If we don't do cardio, we're in the gym and out with what, an hour? Maybe an hour.
And Frank.
So they're in the gym 1 hour if they don't do cardio, 3 days a week. So that's your 3 hours a week. At least he's sticking to his story. 3 hours a week, that's all you need.
I will give him, it's like a vanity thing, gym goers now. People spend too much time in the gym. I think he actually has a point there.
No, you're right about that part. You're right. It's like ironic, unironic, because that's all he does is talk about it, but he himself, to his credit, you're right, goes 3 days a week.
Right.
You would think he goes more according to what he posts on Instagram, but you're right. At least he's sharing that message about not being there daily. Don't make that your life.
You don't have to spend 4 hours there. Even
every day.
Yeah.
And Alex, the trainer, so far as his nodding, said he's
a lot of nodding, a lot of nodding.
I haven't seen the full interview, Dom. I'm saving it for our discussion, but I'm hoping Alex does share more during the interview. But this is definitely Frank pieced this little part together, so I think it's just Frank talking.
How long have you and Alex been working out or training together?
A few years, a few years, because, you know, I mean, I've been working out, like I said, for over 50 some years, so I know how to work out. I know.
He throws Alex under the bus a little bit here because he says, yeah, I have my own personal trainer. I've been doing this for 50 years, longer than Alex has been alive, so I know how to work out.
I'm actually training Alex.
Yeah, you'd almost think you'd say that. I almost feel bad for Alex because he is a personal trainer, but the reason why Frank has hired him is for this reason.
I always feel it's easier with someone to work out with.
Yes, 100%.
That's it. And then the clip ends there. He's hired Alex as a personal trainer just to have somebody, well, we know what Alex really does is hold the camera for Frank in the gym. He's like literally hired the guy to hold the camera and to be his hype man. Yeah, Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank.
Look at those quail he cooked.
Poor
How
Alex,
many
indeed.
Additional clients do you think he's gotten from Frank? You'd think that would hype him up a little bit. Maybe?
I think he lost clients.
Yeah. He needs to buy some new clothes is what he needs to do.
He looks like a hobo here.
He does. Like, he's mentioned he's lost weight, but dude, you've got money. Go shopping. The only thing he has is new hats.
He's waiting for people to send them more shirts.
Yeah, so in this video, he's just talking about boxing. He's coming back a little bit. The hype is real. Boxing has become a legit sport again. Then he also just says, you know, I'll just play a little bit of his how the body works, apparently. Here's how the body works.
Train. About boxing coming back, where great fighters are fighting great fighters. The fight I want to see is Virgil Ortiz against Boots Ennis. That's fight of the year. You got two great, great welterweight prospects.
So he's talking about these welterweights is what he's getting at here, but then he's going to tell you how the body forms muscle and shapes itself. And I didn't know this is science, but I guess this is how it's done, or this is how your body responds to fitness. So I guess Doug can let us know in a comment if this is true, because he is a fitness expert.
We're probably not going to stay in the welterweight division too long because they're just bigger and they're growing. As you get older, you put on more muscle weight, and how you can tell the size, if you've seen a guy fighting welterweight and he's got like big legs, usually when you train down to make weight, the first thing that goes is your upper body.
I'm kind of confused here. He talks about when you get older, you get muscle weight. So your muscles get heavier?
Is he talking about like 12-year-old welterweights? Because otherwise your body is your body. Like if you have a small, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I'm a little confused. That's what I mean. He says like five different things in three ways. I don't know. He's saying that when you get older, your muscles get heavier. You get muscle weight. What that means, I'm not sure.
I don't know what that means. I've never heard of that.
But then he talks about when you start working out on your legs, your upper torso thins out. He goes on.
And then they grow into their legs. And then, you know, these guys are probably walking around the street 168, 170. So by fighting 147 at a certain point, when you get to like 26, 25, you start getting bigger. Your bones, your muscles, everything gets bigger. So
he's saying that when you get older, you get bigger, so they're going to be out of the welter class at some point. But right now, they're the... Anyways.
Unless he just means as you become a mature human, yeah. That's what happens. If a kid is 17, he's going to be bigger when he's 25.
Well, yeah, right. But then he talked about the upper torso will start to catch up to the legs. I don't know. Anyways, sorry, the body anatomy, according to Frank Sloan.
I think what he's trying to say is when you cut to try and make weight, it's the upper body that goes, which I have no idea if that's true or not, but I think that's what he's saying.
Okay. All right. Well, like promised on the Rocky podcast, I said that I'd be showing Dom the clips from each episode, so this will take 10 episodes just doing this. Again, welcome to the Ramble Podcast. It's a longer road, the Ramble Series Podcast. From episode 1 of season 2, Dom, we got more Frank. So I think it's worth sharing. I know you don't watch the show, but I think you would be upset if you didn't get to see what Frank was up to.
A friend of mine told me there's some Frank in there, some good stuff. So
this is just from episode 1. So I put together the clips from episode 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
We're going to make homemade pasta.
What century do you think it'll be finished in? I know the person that was buried in that wine.
It's like an Italian bombing fluid.
There's the first joke from Frank.
his hair is wild. Holy shit. His hair, that's like got to be the day before he gets it fixed. Maybe they didn't fix it up yet because that looks wild.
So this is how you know their hair is fake, because mm-hmm. that hairline, it's not top notch. There's no way a 73-year-old man has a set of hairline. Even mine's receding more than that, you know? Dom, how's yours holding up?
Oh, it's like Frank's. If I grow it out, it's like Frank's.
So, Katie, what are your thoughts on our hair speculation regarding Frank and Sly? Are we wrong about their hairline being fake?
No, you guys are spot on. Yeah, and there's photographic and videographic evidence of it.
How dare
over
you?
Time, how dare you know? You?
After you go bald, it doesn't just go back.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for mine to drop down. Yeah.
Give it 40 years, Dom.
Okay, I'll be good. Cool.
Okay, yeah, to Dom, your hair will start growing. You're Italian, right?
Yeah,
so your hair should start growing forward eventually. I just wanted to share that clip there that Frank is making a joke about the wine being Italian balming fluid. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think of that joke?
I give it a solid 5. I'll give it
solid
a solid
5.
Five.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's like a dad joke, but, you know, I get it.
I don't get it at all. Like, what? I don't understand.
Well,
what
Sly
is.
Made the joke that he knows people that were buried with that wine, and then
embalming
Frank makes,
fluid.
Mm-hmm. And then Frank says, well, yeah, you know, you embalm people with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the nieces, they will never watch our show, the daughters of Sly and the nieces of Frank, but if they did, they would agree with all of our takes about Frank. Their responses and reactions to Frank throughout the season represent what we know. Okay, this next scene here is they're making a meal here. And at this meal, there's going to be a big announcement in this episode. So they're having a family dinner together. Frank just says, hey, I'll tell you what, you can't beat Italian food.
Italian food.
You should go to New York because New York has the most amazing restaurants ever.
Is your dinner, Uncle Frank?
They're just saying to Uncle Frank, hey, go to New York for the best Italian food. And now they're giving Frank some meat here. And Frank says, is that for the dog or me regarding the meal that they've prepared Frank here?
For the dog or me?
It's beef tartare. It smells
no,
so
it's
good.
Not.
Yeah, have a bite. You look like a bootleg Elvis.
I am bootleg Elvis, baby. Since last season.
See, I love the girls.
They were spot
Frank
on there, yeah.
A bootleg Elvis or a Wish.com version of Elvis.
They should have cut in the scenes of him making the quail.
Oh, yeah, they should have. Yeah, for sure.
Because he had the sunglasses. That's why. Right. Like, he's inside, and they keep telling it. They're like, take those. He's indoors with sunglasses on.
He's got the sideburns, too, which is probably his only real hair, is that area right there, the sideburns.
Mm-hmm. Brian brings up a good point about the hair. He says, his hair looks like a stamp. You just lick it and stick it on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Dom, you would love this part. Remember when he went to the Mayo Clinic?
Yes.
Do you know why he went?
Heart.
We're going to find out.
And I was hospitalized with pneumonia. Uh-huh. I almost died.
Is this a way to treat a nice Italian boy?
So he went to the Mayo Clinic for pneumonia. So he's hooked up to all the IVs and things, and he says he almost died, so I'm glad he's not dead. But he's got a video here in the hospital, semi-shirtless, because I guess he's in his hospital gown. But he's wearing sunglasses in this video in the hospital. Like, it's just, come on. And they're like the dark sunglasses. And he says, is this any way to treat a nice Italian boy? You know, I'm all hooked up to these machines. Now, he never put this on Instagram. So this was shot for the show. Because it was never revealed on his Instagram why he was at the Mayo Clinic. But they got the footage for the Stallone Family show here.
But other than that, I'm still playing music. And my love life is somewhat in the toilet.
What's the oldest you'll date?
30.
Oh,
not
my
God, kid.
Are you
Come
kidding?
On.
So you literally date someone my age?
Well, I don't know if I date her, but I mean,
oh my God. Oh God.
Come on, Frank.
And then they cut to Sly, like shaking his head, like, oh, jeez.
Like, why'd I sign up for this?
I think the oldest daughter is 30.
I think so.
Or if not, she's 29.
Between 27 and 29, yeah. All lovely girls, by the way. Mm-hmm. They're just. Yeah, so Sistina says, you would date somebody my age, and then he makes that, well, I don't know if I'd date her. He would slam her. He'd bang her. Like,
Frank, you're like, that's
on,
even
man.
Worse.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, that's worse. That's right. Scarlett says, oh, God, that's even worse.
Even worse. That's so much worse.
You're crazy, boy.
Sip and cook. Sip and dinner is served. This makes me want to go to Italy and eat blocks of cheese all day.
A lot of gas.
Okay, that's a hint coming up here, folks. So Frank is saying if you eat a lot of cheese, you get gassy. Okay, so let's see what happens during this dinner get-together. Sly wants to make an important announcement, which is the whole part of the season is they're going to move to Florida. Move to Florida from California. They don't say in the show, but it's for political reasons. That's fine. Mm-hmm. They want to get out of the state of California, go to Florida, which is more of their political leanings. That's their right. So be it.
But he makes it sound like it's all her. He's doing it for her. It's like, well, she really wants to do it, but so
well,
okay.
That could be maybe she's on board or all that stuff. But Sly wants to get out of the Democratic state of California.
Okay.
That is the worst sounding fucking glass I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, can I make an announcement?
So Sly says, can I make an announcement? And Frank farts. There's a couple things going on here. Frank mentioned earlier, this is reality TV, I understand.
Right.
The girls seem to be reacting to Frank farting. Mm-hmm. Now, I think the sound we hear, it was a fart sound edited in to amplify the fart. I think Frank did fart, but it's probably more of like a queef.
Right. Queef. I don't know if that's the correct term.
So I think the post-production crew edited in the fart sound, because I think the girl's reaction is legit, like, oh, Frank, you're disgusting. Like, because I don't know what else he would have done. Like, what other reaction would they have given had he not just... Let me just go back so we can see that again. Here we go.
Hey, can I make an announcement?
Can you not do that?
No, the buzz came out my nose.
No!
What is wrong with you?
What?
No!
Hey, Frank, put a cork in it. I need a serious moment.
Time out.
And even if it wasn't there at that moment, Frank has done this at the dinner. Like, we're still seeing how the girls would react, because Frank is a disgusting person. And Sly does seem legitimately irritated by, because what we saw there was he already tried to make an announcement, but they were chasing a fly around the house or something. Mm-hmm. So Sly was trying to get this announcement out about their moving.
Let's acknowledge Sly's hairline as well.
Yeah,
good point, almost Tom. Teen Wolf. It's gone down his head.
It's like the exact same.
They go to the same barber. Leave them alone.
When I get it done, I'm putting my hairline here. So it's going to start here and it's going to go all the way back.
Yeah, at least it's gray. I mean,
it's gray.
At least they do that at least.
There's something after the announcement that Frank interjects with.
Cheers to moving on. Bigger oceans. And
you have unlimited coconuts.
You have
forever.
I hate coconuts, but I like Florida.
So if there's coconuts there, you're not going to visit?
Coconut took my first wife and killed her.
Frank, what? You've never been married.
Can you take your glasses off?
Please take off the glasses.
Okay, so Frank makes a joke about coconuts killed his friend. Like, so the girls here, they are laughing the way I would laugh if I was their age, because they're laughing at their Uncle Frank, who's ridiculous. They're not laughing at him because he's funny, like, you truly make me laugh funny. They're laughing at you because you think you're trying to be funny, but you're ridiculous. Thus, we're laughing. They actually said, Frank, can you take off your freaking sunglasses? Because even they were like, stop wearing your sunglasses all the time. Because we've pointed that out. So Frank takes them off, and then he pretends the lights in the room are blinding them. And then the daughters laugh legit accordingly at his zaniness. Here's their reaction. There's more to come with Frank and the nieces, by the way. But that's just episode one, folks. Hope you enjoyed our coverage there of the Frank Stallone and the Family Stallone reality show. Katie?
It's a lot of Frank.
Rewatching it now, I'm like a little bit annoyed because of all the fake laughter.
Oh,
like,
no.
Get on with it. You're stretching out time with just everybody laughing at dumbness, and it's boring.
Agreed. Well, it's Frank Stallone, but that, unfortunately, does...
concludes another episode of Frank Stallone, Who Is This Guy?
Ready?
Ready.
Okay, so where we last left off in First Strike, the premiere episode of the Ramble cartoon.
Eric's got him!
Sorry. So, Katie, you've never seen this cartoon before, or did you hear of this cartoon?
I've heard of it, yes, because it shows up when I do retro, like, cartoons and stuff for the show, But yesterday was my first watch.
Oh, nice.
Of the Rambo cartoon. Mm-hmm. Nice. I will point out it's Ruby Spears that does it. So Scooby-Doo is one of my favorite cartoons ever. When they were at Hanna-Barbera, they wrote Scooby-Doo. And that made sense because, like, I learned that after I watched it. And it's very Scooby-Doo-esque.
Mm. Okay, so you say Ruby Spears is a person or company?
It's a duo.
Oh, I see. Ruby like and some, Spears.
It's the last names. Somebody Ruby and somebody Spears.
That's fun. Now that you say that, I could totally see the Scooby-Doo movement. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Zoinks! Scooby!
Yeah, it's very Scooby-Doo.
Zoinks! Scooby! Be careful, Scoob. They're going to rape you. Maybe 50 times.
Ramble's caught, guys. This is big news in this episode. So Ramble's been caught by Havoc forces. This is not good news.
I don't know if it'll continue, but this first episode has a lot of beats from the actual movies.
Mm-hmm. For my understanding is the first five or six episodes of the cartoon is just legit a mini series. So what they do, so my understanding was they did a mini series and the company was like, yeah, give us more, pump out more. And so I don't know how much of it is still Havoc after this mini series or if it continues or not, or, but they started off with the mini series. So I think each episode will, I haven't seen episode two yet. So each episode I think is supposed to be like follows a storyline.
Okay.
So Ramble's caught. There you go.
Well,
Havoc.
If it isn't my old friend, Rambo, you don't have any friends.
Okay, so they have a history. They've got a history. I didn't know that.
You don't have any friends.
So the guy, Troutman, I think it actually sounds like Troutman.
Oh, wow. Really?
But Rambo, guy who voiced Rambo, doesn't sound anywhere near Rambo.
Yeah, it's like they were trying not to get sued, I think. I don't know what
I don't know about that. Well, again, I don't think Sly owns the character, but I think they had to be careful where it's like
maybe the likeness of him, right?
How do you character? Yeah, you got to be careful because it's like, do we make fun of Sly's voice? Like, right.
Well, that's no way to talk to the future ruler of the Tierra Libre. Don't hold your breath, big mouth.
So he wants to be the future leader of this small country. That's his whole deal. He said that's no way to talk to the future leader of this country. That's his whole deal. That's all he wants to be, is the leader of a third world country in the middle of South America.
I wonder if it's Mexico, because they mention like the river. They just changed the name. It's like instead of the Rio Grande, they say the Rio Hondo. But there is a president of this country already.
He helped out Rambo at the beginning. Yeah.
Have a shame on you. That's no way to treat our guest. Make him feel at home. Give him a place to stretch out with some friends.
Ooh, stretch out.
Now, if you will excuse me, I have things to do.
Wow.
Taking over a country.
This is pretty intense for a cartoon. I think there was some controversy here because you got Rambo being tortured.
Yeah, they're going to cut him across the chest like in the flashbacks.
For our listeners, of course, they weren't watching. So Rambo right now is tied to a tree with his arms extended, hanging with his body weight, with a pit of vipers below his feet. This is intense for a cartoon, don't you think?
Yeah.
They're not killing him. But later, there is a moment where I was like, dang, this is for kids.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to it. So he's dangling above.
Nice knife, Rambo.
So the, what's his name? I don't have
Tank.
To ask.
Isn't it Tank? Is this guy's name Tank?
Oh, maybe.
Isn't this Havoc? Havoc is a different person than the general.
This is Savage. Sorry, the group is Savage.
Savage, okay.
Yes, but there's a person
that's
named Havoc.
There's Sergeant Havoc. That's where I'm confused. That's Sergeant Havoc who threw the knife. So for our listeners, Sergeant Havoc took the knife out of Rambo's equipment, throws it at Rambo, but of course it misses him, goes into the tree when he says nice knife. And it's General Warhawk. Is the general, and the gripper, of course, is the guy with the claw hand.
So didn't you see a mile away? Why did he throw the knife into the tree? Like, oh, you just gave Rambo a way to uncut.
Don't spoil it. Come on.
She cut him down and bring him to me.
The snakes are below him, and he's. So what I love is the guards' backs are to Rambo. Mm-hmm. They're not watching him. They're watching for anyone who might come to rescue him. Rambo grabs the knife with his feet, flicks into his hand, cuts his... Oh, look at that. Cuts the ropes. Gets away.
And he avoids the snake pit.
Nice.
So Rambo got away. They fired at Rambo, who got away, missed every shot on him. Mm-hmm. Now Sergeant Havoc runs up and says, "You idiots!
You idiots!"
Oh, he picked them both up, too. He did the double pickup. That's what Frank Stallone was saying. If you get your forearms like that, that you can
Yeah.
So this shows you the strength of Sergeant Havoc, because we learned that, of course, he matches Rambo in strength. I got a feeling we're going to see Rambo and Sergeant Havoc get at it with each other. Look how strong this guy is. Lifts up both guys with both hands. It's amazing.
Get away! Take the men! Track him down and stop him this time! 2 weeks extra pay to whoever brings me Rambo's head!
Oh, wow. 2 weeks extra pay. That's not bad.
And to bring me Rambo's head.
Pretty like, dark stuff.
Behead this man
they
in
have
a
to behead
cartoon
him.
For kids?
Yeah, I love it. Good point. Good point. Yeah, behead him. Bring it on a silver platter.
He kind of sounds like Arnold also.
Oh, yeah.
What did he even do? What did he just do that he took them both out like that?
Two soldiers were just taken out, kind of like First Blood, jumped in out of a tree. Instead of a tree stump, he jumped out of a tree, knocked these two guys out. But like, well, Don, what do you mean? What did he do? He landed on their heads with his feet. Come on.
They don't even show the action shot. They just show him flying through the air and that's it. They're out cold.
I think this is too violent. It might have been too violent to show the actual impact of the feet on the head. Oh, whoa. So for our listeners, of course, I can't stress enough. You got to watch this on YouTube, but that's okay. So he took the two weapons that the knocked out soldiers had and he threw them into the tree and they landed with the bayonet stuck in the tree. That's how strong Rambo is.
I knew it. I knew it was coming. I was like, he's in that water. There's no way he's
it's
not.
It's like brown green water.
There's a Jeep with three soldiers in it. The Jeep stopped arbitrarily. One of the soldiers goes to the water bank, dips his hand into the water, but why did they do that?
So why Rambo did the could pull him in.
How did Rambo know they were going to stop there at that very location? This like a 1 foot radius location. Like Rambo's already underwater.
He's been down
his
there
breath.
For 2 hours. He's been down there just waiting like, boo, boo.
Would somebody please stop their Jeep right here, please? Why would he test the water with his hand? What's he doing? Was he going to drink that sludge? Was he just washing his hands? Whoa!
Cover me!
Cover me, the other guy says.
And he jumps in.
Why would you go in that water?
What's amazing, they just shot into the water where Rambo and their compatriot is. The other body says, oh, I'm going to jump into that water where Rambo is where we just shot. And... Oh, wait. So it's kind of shallow water. He's just walking around.
Look the way he jumped up.
He jumps out of the water where the guy walked past. Right now, this guy could shoot and Rambo's dead. Like, Rambo has no weapon. Oh!
He just ducks down back into the water.
Whoa!
He shoots his own guy.
See, if this was a Rambo movie right now, he would twist his head all the way around.
Yes.
We're not going to get that, though, unfortunately.
So he throws the guy to the bank. Do we see the third guy, or is that him crawling out of the bank right now?
That guy's dead, I guess.
Yeah, I think he is, too.
So we got one kill.
So now...
Listen to the music, though.
The soundtrack's great, honestly. The soundtrack's good.
I did very much take note of it. It's Jerry Goldsmith.
Yeah, it's his music. Those three guys, I love how they're conscious, but they don't have any more weapons. That's the idea, too. Is he disarms them. They're unable to fight Rambo now without the weapons. So that's kind of how he kills them in these cartoons. He just disarms people and knocks them out. Oh!
Comes out of the mud. Again, these are all, there's so many beats. He's camouflaged in the mud. And...
Right.
He just comes out of the, like, how does he know where they're going to be all the time? It's amazing. The guy's, oh, my
he
head
scratches
hurts.
Scratches his head. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Oh, my head.
All he did was just punch
him. Are you looking for me?
So now he comes out, he's all clean, the mud's gone now. He says to these other three soldiers, are you looking for me? And he just starts running away.
I do have a question here, though. Why is he the lone wolf here? Where are Cat and Turbo?
We've got to stand by for further adventures.
But why are they there if they're not going to help him?
That's a good question. I don't know. Rambo's just going rogue right now. Let's just say, Dom, when did he have time to build this big pit for the men to run into and drop into?
When did he have time to? In the middle of him holding his breath on the water for 2 hours, he had time to do this.
Well, to be fair, he's very good at making tunnels, so making a ditch.
That's right. We find that out later if you go off the chronology.
So they're all stuck in the ditch. Oh, here we go. Sergeant Havoc has Rambo gunpoint. How is he going to get out of this?
Sorry.
They used that same piece animation like 3 times already, him just staring and blinking when something happens.
So he made a rope trap. Yeah, he's good at the traps. We know that Rambo's good at traps. So now he's caught Sergeant Havoc, and he's all bound up, and his leg's now upside down.
Kids love a booby trap.
Time to hang around with you.
You already said there? Did you catch that? Do we have to go back? Yeah, just a little bit.
Hanging around.
It's been hanging fun hanging around with
you. Sorry, Havoc, but I don't have the time to hang around with you.
Classic one-liners, baby.
The voice is amazing, honestly. The more I hear it.
I think it's time for me to handle the Rambo situation.
General Warhawk. General Warhawk is enough of this fooling around. We got to call in the big guns to get Rambo. That's
all the tank.
Just mows the trees down.
Yeah. Tanks, plural.
Oh, there's like 4 of them.
Oh, it's
aimlessly fired.
It's scorched earth policy here. Is what
great I'm... call, Katie. Scorched earth. You're absolutely right. Rambo ran into that forest line, and these tanks are just leveling it. That's awesome.
There's no way he could survive that.
There's no way he could survive that onslaught. And it continues. How many shells do these tanks hold? So General Warhawk, he's smiling because he knows at this point Rambo is dead. So it's 3 tanks firing. Oh, let's see what happened here. Hold your fire, he says. Oh, the forest is just destroyed. Done.
Take care of Rambo. To the rear. Oh,
there's 5 tanks. Did he say to the rear? What did he say? To the rear pole?
The rear, yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that either.
General Warhawk laid to waste that whole area of stretch of land. So it goes without saying that Rambo must be dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go, Havoc. I don't think Rambo will bother us anymore.
Second or third time.
Oh, he's already
right there. He just rides the tank.
Not a scratch on him. They didn't explain how he avoided that. Nothing.
For our listeners. So after all that firing, all that wasteland of forest and natural habitat for animals, Rambo was right beside the tank the whole time. He jumps on General Warhawk's tank as it pulls away. And Louise brings up a good point here that the cartoon character Rambo looks like Sonny Landham from the Predator film. Predator. Remember him? Yeah. It sounds like Sonny Landham.
It sounds like him. I also love that everyone in the cartoon is clothed, but Rambo owns no shirts.
Got to sell those action figures.
Do you guys think the entire series he's just going to be shirtless?
I think he's shirtless. I think they're going to have maybe in the very beginning of the episodes him with a shirt on, but got to sell those action figures.
I hope he's shirtless because I love the 10-pack they draw on Rambo here. It's hilarious. The animation is amazing. It's probably the best animation. Disney wishes they could animate like this. So I'm in the military and I'm in the Navy, but I've done a little bit of like base camp stuff in the Army because I was a basic training instructor. And the little I do know about Army life, so to speak, you don't carry your weapons in camp like that. You carry them at the low carry. You don't carry them in the marching stance unless they're being punished or something. But that's like an actual parade march with weapons like that. It doesn't make sense to carry your weapon like that when you're walking around.
These are the bad guys though, right? It's like Hitler-esque.
Well, maybe.
I wonder if...
Oh, okay, sorry. So Rambo hitches a ride into the camp with the tank, jumps off the tank, knocks out 3 guys next to a motorcycle, jumps on the motorcycle while they're just firing at Rambo, and they miss every time. How's that possible?
Yeah, and he commandeers the motorcycle just like in the movie.
Just like in the movie, yep.
Oh, so now he's driving the motorcycle to the bridge that was taken out with the explosive. What's going to happen?
Oh, he's jumping that bridge.
You think so?
I think so. I think he's jumping that bridge.
Let's find out. Wow, look at the gunfire. Oh! A bullet hit the light. That's close to getting Rambo in the gut, but the light stopped it. So these 2 guys are firing at Rambo, miss him completely except for the bike. And what will happen to these 2 soldiers, I wonder? Oh! Whoa!
evil and evil.
Look at that jump. That is an amazing jump. The amount of aerial he got off nothing to wrap. Like, how did he get that kind of aerial across that gap?
We needed the sound effect of him going, something like that, while he jumped the bridge.
Oh, Gripper's not happy. He's mad about that.
That is Scooby-Dooey. He's angry. He throws his hat, like, he takes his hat off and Rambo curses his name and throws his hat down. It's very Scooby-Doo-esque.
Very true. Here answers your question, actually, Katie. The reason why his two buddies weren't there is because they were on the other side of the bridge. They weren't able to get over there. It was the only access into that area.
Why didn't they go with him before he...
He exploded the bridge, and then the access was cut off for these two guys because he was captured on the enemy side of the line of the bridge explosion.
Mm.
So they were cut off from helping Rambo. They were probably getting together trying to figure out how to rescue Rambo, but Rambo broke free.
Yeah.
You so long. It's good to be home.
Rambo!
It's good to be home. What? Wait, are they in love?
So Turbo has a shirt on.
Turbo looks like he's got a good build too going.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's James Avery who voices him.
Who's that again?
Uncle Phil.
Oh, he also voiced Shredder in the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is this Uncle Phil?
That's Uncle Phil.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, Retro Made Podcast. Thank you, Katie. Okay.
You better come take a look at this.
That is some mobile bridge they have there.
There we go. Now I hear it.
We're going a little too easy.
Well, we can't sneak up on them in the daylight. So what now?
I figure we got about 6 hours before the general can roll his tanks into Tierra Libre, and I'll be waiting for him.
So for our listeners, what they've done is they have a mobile bridge unit ready to go to bridge the gap, literally, so they can bring their tanks into Irbo Libre or whatever they are, whatever.
What were those race car track things? Remember,
yeah,
John,
you connect them together.
What were those called? You'd connect
Hot Wheels.
Yeah, but the race. Yeah, maybe it was. It was like the Hot Wheels race track.
But I know what you're talking about.
Shoot, like they shoot.
Well, you connect the tracks together is what you're saying. Well, that's what's going on. So Ramble figures they got about 6 hours to get their crap together to take on the tanks coming in. Well, they're going to meet with the president now, I guess, to formulate a plan here in the war room.
Don't worry. Everything will be all right.
Is the president's daughter, is that two different characters? Am I over? Remember we...
Yeah, I think it's two different characters. Okay. I think at first we thought it was the same character. But
oh, Cat? Did you think it was Cat? It's not Cat.
Yeah. Okay.
Her name is Estrella.
What's her name?
Estrella Star.
Oh, okay.
I would be willing to bet that she gets kidnapped at some point.
By the
bad guys.
So the president is looking over the situation here, and I love how he's got little toy tanks beside the bridge showcasing they're dealing with here for General Warhawks.
If the general's forces cross the Rio Hondo, I'm afraid there is nothing left but surrender. I cannot risk the lives of my people in a battle we can't possibly win.
Rambo will win.
Love the way he says Rambo. Rambo.
Rambo will win. So he's saying Rambo will win. So that's the war plan here. It's just like, well, we got Rambo. It's like the Marvels film, you know, we have a Hulk. You know, we have a Rambo.
Right.
Don't you think it sounds like Troutman?
Well, he sounds more like Troutman than the other character sounds.
Yeah,
like Rambo.
He definitely sounds more like Troutman than Sylvester Stallone.
If you don't hurry up, I'm going to be too tired to drive this thing.
Okay.
That seems like a random line.
I guess Rambo is Hulk. He's literally lifted up a six-wheeler ATV machine with his hands. He's lifting up so Turbo can fix this machine. Like, why can't... Well, anyways, whatever. So I guess they don't have a jack in this garage. They just have Rambo lifting up the vehicle. He goes, hey, you don't hurry up. I won't be able to drive it.
Sounds a little bit like Jackie Mason, honestly. It's...
It's not a thing. It's a tank buster. I sure hope it works.
It's a tank buster? Nice. Oh. Tank versus tank buster.
Are you kidding? This baby comes with a 5-year, 50,000-mile or until it gets hit by a tank shell guarantee.
It's all good till it actually fights a tank. It's essentially what Uncle Phil's saying. So, yeah.
Sold.
Ooh, look at this.
I think I'll take it out for a spin.
Again, why is he going by himself? Why are these two not going to help?
Well, it looks like Uncle Phil's a little bit upset here. He's like, hey, what about me?
One piece.
He just said bring him back in one piece. You're right. These guys are not the best companions to help Rambo fight. I will be curious to see if they actually help Rambo fight. I want to see that team up. I want to see Turbo fight. Yeah. But right now, he's the your typical mechanic. You know, it's the guy that can help fix things. It's so 80s. He's the friendly mechanic guy that can help. Yeah.
He's a race car driver. He knows about cars, I think.
That's right. He knows his way around a vehicle. Right. So he fixed up the tank buster. Now the tanks are crossing the bridge. Let's see Rambo versus tank buster. Versus tanks.
Come on. Keep it moving.
I love how there's a sign there pointing your way to Tierra Libre. Over here. This is where we're going, guys. This is the country town we're taking over. This way. This way to Tierra Libre.
Let out.
Well, there's like 10 tanks now. Or 8.
In a V formation.
Wow. Very official.
Follow me, men. On to victory.
On to victory. Oh, my. Hey, I'm nervous here.
Is that Rambo coming towards them?
Yeah, that's Rambo coming with the tank buster.
1 versus 10.
Rambo.
Rambo.
Oh, wow.
I got a present for you, General.
He put the tank buster in autopilot so he could go Oh, this will be interesting. Will this blow up a tank? And if so, do we see the people pop out or does he actually... Of course. The minute the tank is struck, they hop out. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to hop out. Instantaneously hopping out. That's a great reaction time.
Second take.
Two tanks down.
They're like little cockroaches.
Yeah, they're like cockroaches popping out of the cabinet. Oh, we're good. We're fine. All grenades now. Nice. So Rambo's now, he went between the two tanks. He threw grenades in their tracks. So now the tanks will be immobile. Very good. Very clever.
No deaths, of course, from that.
Sergeant Havoc's now firing at Rambo. Oh, it took out his rocket launcher. What's Rambo going to do now without a rocket launcher?
You want to play chicken?
Interesting. This was filmed before Rambo 3. So we're playing chicken. Remember Rambo 3? They played chicken with the helicopter and the tank at the end of Rambo 3. Now we're playing chicken here with Tank Buster versus Tank.
Took influence from the Rambo cartoon.
Yeah, very true. Wow, Rambo 3 ripping off the cartoon.
Time will end it.
Nice.
Jumps out just in time.
Oh. All right, so Rambo jumps out of the Tank Buster, hits the tank. Tank falls over. Sergeant Havoc jumps out.
Get in, Havoc.
Oh, they get away. The leaders get away.
He's so good.
So a tank was about to run over Rambo, but luckily for Rambo, he's in front of a trench of some sort. So he's able to get underneath the trench, underneath the tank, jumps onto the tank, opens up the hatch. Predictions. He's got the machine gun pointed at the two soldiers. Does he, in typical Rambo style, does he blow them away like he does at the end of Rambo 5?
I think he's going to make them jump off the tank.
Oh, come on. All right. Why point the weapon if you're not going to use it? Well, let's see what happens here.
You clowns, get off.
You clowns, get off.
Can you imagine if that was actually in the film?
You clowns, get out of the tank.
Get out.
Get your men together and fall back. Are we retreating, General? No, we're advancing to the rear, you idiot.
That claw guy, what's his name? Gripper. He's pretty awesome. Like, his look, he not only has a claw hand, he has an eye patch and a red beret. And
it's awesome. Gripper's got a story.
Yeah.
He's been through some shit.
Now, are we led to believe you heard our first episode of part one of First Strike? Did Gripper lose his hand from General Warhawk? Did he lose it?
That, right? He said, I'll take your other hand.
I'll take your other hand. No, but he says, I'll take your other hand, but does that mean he took the first hand? Yeah, like...
They show him put his claw hand out and say, thing like, if I don't succeed, he'll do this again.
No, I thought he said, I'll take the other hand, but it maybe again was used. I can't remember. Yeah. Let us know, cartoon fans, if... So I love how he says, we're not retreating, we're just advancing to the rear. That's actually a clever line.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's actually,
good point.
I got to admit, that's actually not bad. That's actually kind of funny.
Go hard, the General. Let's move it.
All right, so they are retreating. They're going back to the other. They're going back to where they started from.
Is that a like an evil German accent, too?
Yeah.
Looks like one of
Rambo Corse's in this tank. They don't know it because they're supposed to say, hey, it looks like one of our tanks is coming back.
Our tanks made it back. Find out who it is and give him a medal.
Find out who it is. Hey, you know what? Say what you want about General Warhawk. He rewards his men for job well done. Mm-hmm. You know, he says he's going to give them 2 weeks extra pay, and he's also going to reward this guy with a medal. Well, I wonder what that medal ceremony would have been like. Congratulations to whoever for bringing back our tank. So General Warhawk's like, on second thought, don't give him the medal. What did this guy do? He blew up the bridge. That replacement bridge has now been destroyed again by Rambo with the tank.
And don't come back.
That should do it. That should do it.
And don't come back. Also, all the food and everything else that was going to come across this bridge to feed the town, this country. Remember, this is the only access to this country is this roadway. So as of right now, yes, the enemies can't cross the bridge again, but neither can any kind of food or any supplies come into this country. Oh, they're having like a celebration dinner. Wow.
The music is so good.
Rambo's got a shirt on. He has a shirt on.
Oh, yes. Ooh, of course.
Good call. He dressed for dinner. Yes.
Of course he dressed for dinner. Come on. He's not an animal, Katie. I know you want to see Sly shirtless, but come on. He's got to wear a shirt for something. Let's hear this president's toast to Rambo and the troop. And Troutman's wearing his white uniform, very ceremonial uniform.
Yeah. Salute.
Salute.
You don't look very happy.
It's not over yet. The general will be back. Evil never rests, so we gotta be prepared.
Hey, Rambo, can you just enjoy the meal? Can you just enjoy the meal? Like, everyone's here to celebrate the victory, and that General Warhawk's been vanquished from the town. And Rambo's like, no. Before we cut into our steak here, evil never rests. Look at this. To be continued. To let the viewers know the adventures are not over. This is not resolved.
You got to wait till next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know if we're going to get through all 65 episodes, maybe.
If I had a magic eight ball here and I could shake it, I don't think we're going to get through.
At least we'll get through the mini series. I do want to get through them to some degree, but I really, this is just the Frank Stallone pock. I don't know. I'm having fun. I hope you guys are having fun. I hope our listeners are having fun. Katie, thank you so much for coming on this episode. They're big ones to tackle. That's partly why we only do it every 2 weeks, because it is a big thing to tackle. But Katie, again, plug your podcast.
Well, this was a blast, you guys. Thank you for having me. RetroMade is on wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube. We cover retro movies and also talk about the stuff that was going on at the time. So join me.
And Dom, plug your podcast, Dom, please.
Movie thoughts. I just go see movies and I give you my thoughts. That's it.
That's it, though. This episode's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my podcast to do. You asked me to call those.